are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's do it, everybody. We played it on a Monday, July 20th, and a Tuesday, July 21st. Matt Derry with you. It's Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network, brought to you by our friends at rockauto.com. That is right. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Folks, tomorrow we are just 1 week away from scheduled start of NFL training camps. That means the Lions will have their players in Allen Park a week from tomorrow, July 28th. Will it happen? Will it take place in this COVID environment? The league stepped up today and announced what their COVID-19 testing planning is going to be for the players. We will release that and tell you about it momentarily here on Locked On Lions as well. This is the week every year we do it. The five players that could be first-time Pro Bowlers in 2020 for the Lions, in the eyes of me, will go from five down to one, meaning fifth most likely to most likely, in my opinion, and we'll do that starting today right here on the show. So we welcome you in. Thank you for listening. Follow us on Twitter, at Derry Speaks. The Twitter is back up and running, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions. And also, the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. But the weather's getting warm. Hot day today, a little sunshine, and football is coming. The question is, they're going to watch very closely to see how Major League Baseball does starting this Thursday and Friday with playing games, etc., through this coronavirus pandemic. They're going to watch what the NBA is doing. The NBA announced today they tested every player in the bubble in Orlando, not a zero positive test. Everybody, over 340 people tested, players, coaches, everybody, negative. That's huge. That shows, at least for now, this Orlando NBA bubble is working. NFL can't do that. They just can't. Based on numbers, they're going to give it a shot. They're going to try training camp out, and it's going to start with, you know, some testing each and every day for the first 2 weeks. And whether it works or not is to be determined. We will have to wait and see on that. But as far as what the NFL and the NFL Players Association have agreed upon, daily testing at training camp. All right? So you saw yesterday many players, Richard Sherman, Russell Wilson, among others, tweeted out that they were concerned about their safety. And they should, with the hashtag #WeWantToPlay. Talking about how there was concern among players. They didn't think they would be tested enough. Players are going to be tested daily for the first 2 weeks of training camp, beginning at the time of opening up the facilities and reporting there, which for the Lions players starts a week from tomorrow. Now, here's the kicker. The daily testing will drop to being every other day if the positive test rate falls below 5%. These guys are going to be sweating up against each other, blocking each other, tackling each other. I don't see this happening. You think of all these guys that are going to be out there, these rosters at 60, 70 players for training camp, that the positive test rate after 2 weeks is going to fall below 5%? Good luck. I hope so. And give the Lions and other teams credit. They're trying their best. If you read Peter King's article this morning at Pro Football Talk, he went inside the Minnesota Vikings facility and saw firsthand what the Vikings are doing. And all the teams are doing this. They've spaced out the lockers. They've spaced out the meeting rooms. They've taken away grabbing food in the cafeteria buffet style. Everything's grab and go. It's socially distanced city. In these facilities, the cleaning, keeping people out of the facility that don't need to be there, that can still work from home. You know, certain numbers of people that can be around. It's pretty excessive, but it's pretty comprehensive, and the NFL is doing the best they can. But again, you can keep people out of the building, you keep people wearing masks, but when they get on the field, they're going to be breathing on each other. They're going to be tackling each other, on top of each other, touching each other. So again, if the positive test rate falls below 5%, they will test every other day after that. Does that make sense? They will go every other day. Will this work? Who knows? There are people, normal everyday people, by the way. I think I saw Jeff Risden post this today from the lionswire.com that he took a test a couple of weeks ago and still hasn't gotten the response yet. He still hasn't gotten back his results. So, you know, the final testing protocol agreed to by the NFL and NFLPA extends the initial screening timeline. So players will be tested on days 1 and 4 of camp with 2 days of remote education in between. Waiting another day helps make sure to capture the virus as it incubates. All right, so that means for a veteran who reports July 28th, a physical would occur no sooner than August 1st. A 5-day onboarding process before moving into strength and conditioning. Gosh, this is going to be crazy. They're not really going to get into camp when they start camp, if that makes any sense to anybody. And they're going to try to do all they can. Players will need multiple negative tests before they're allowed to be in the building for physicals or team activities. All right? The NFL and NFL, I read that. If the rate drops below 5% for players and Tier 1, Tier 2 individuals, the move to every other day important deal as talks continue on other issues. The players want to be protected. No one knows how this is going to work. Baseball is one thing, right? It's one thing. You're socially distanced most of the time. Football is a different story. There's physical interaction. You know, this idea that, well, after the game, there's going to be no handshaking. And after the game, there's going to be no jersey swapping. Okay, but they just spent 3 hours blocking and tackling each other. That involves touching. Players aren't going to wear masks under their face mask, are they? Is that going to make a difference? I just don't. This is just one man's opinion, but 5% after a couple of weeks, I don't see it. I think you're going to get a lot of positive tests because you're just going to have to be by each other. That's football. It's physical. You know? And this isn't a bubble here. All right. Player number 5 on our list of who will be a first-time Pro Bowler on the Lions roster in 2020 starts next. First, rockauto.com. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models for your car or truck, it's now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. We know that. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning when you're going to the store with a guy or the girl behind the counter? Forget it. Order online with our friends at rockauto.com. They're a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to their website, rockauto.com, rockauto.com, to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of different manufacturers. And you know what's great? All right, they've got everything. Engine control modules, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and more. All right, just a couple of easy clicks and you're good to go. Plus, their prices are killer, man. They're great. Low prices. All right, always reliably low. And the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much on the same parts when you get them for cheaper at rockauto.com? Go there now. See all the parts available for your car or truck and go to write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. All right, welcome back, everybody. Matt Derry with you. It is Locked On Lions on this Monday, July the 20th. Hope everybody's having a good summer Monday. All right, here we go. I always like doing this each and every year, and each and every year I'm usually wrong. And the reason I'm usually wrong is because the Lions never get Pro Bowl players outside of Darius Slay. But Slay is gone. Kenny Golladay did make the team last year as an alternate and then played in the game. So I'm taking him off of this list. He's a Pro Bowler. He made it last year. Okay? Alternate or not, I'm counting him. So who are the 5 guys this year in 2020 that have an opportunity to be first-time Pro Bowlers. Now, Matt Prater cannot be on this list. He's been in the Pro Bowl. Jamie Collins cannot be on this list. He's been in the Pro Bowl. Matthew Stafford mentioned Galladay already, right? Those guys have all been to a Pro Bowl. Who does that leave? Well, let's start from number five down to one. And today we focus on the fifth most likely guy in my eyes. And that is none other than, oh, geez, just bear with me here. Had a little headset problem. That is none other than Trey Flowers, defensive end and edge for the Lions. He is the fifth. He is my number five player that I think has a chance to make the Pro Bowl this year for the Lions. Now, Trey Flowers, you might say, you're going to go, wait a minute, Trey Flowers never made a Pro Bowl in his 5 year or 4 years in New England? Well, his first year he was hurt. Second year, he only started eight games and had seven sacks. Not bad for starting eight games. Third year, 6.5 sacks. Final year, New England, 7.5 sacks. And last year with the Lions, he had seven sacks. Trey Flowers is a good football player. Trey Flowers should be better, though. Remember, he's one of the highest paid edge rushers in the game, signing a 5-year, $90 million deal with the Lions going into the 2019 season. Yet, there were many games this year where you watched the Lions and you just complained and you were upset because they just couldn't get to the passer. Now, some of it is scheme. All right, Trey Flowers is having to go up against a left tackle and a left guard for a lot of the game because the Lions' scheme is rush 3, drop 8. All right, will that change this year? Will we see Jared Davis come off the edge as a linebacker? Will we see Jamie Collins be more of an edge of a 4-3? Let's hope. But also, if you're Trey Flowers, can we see some better numbers? All right, 7 sacks, 52 combined tackles, 33 solo tackles. It doesn't wow me for a guy making $18 million a year. Now, what does Pro Football Focus think of Trey Flowers? Well, they thought he was pretty solid. All right, giving him a grade overall of 83.0 last year. But I'm about to name you all of the edge rushers in the NFL that graded higher than Trey Flowers last year. T.J. Watt, Za'Darius Smith, Calais Campbell, Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa, Eric Armstead, Danielle Hunter, Carlos Dunlap, Cam Jordan, Chandler Jones, Khalil Mack, DeMarcus Lawrence, KVN, Kyle Van Noy, Brandon Graham, Jadeveon Clowney, and Justin Houston, 80-year-old Justin Houston. If we're talking about the Pro Bowl, all right, the players that made the Pro Bowl last year as edge guys, Za'Darius Smith, Shaq Barrett, Khalil Mack, Chandler Jones, Cameron Jordan, Nick Bosa, and Danielle Hunter are all NFC players. Hence why I think it's going to be difficult for Trey Flowers to get into that group. But when they announce the NFC roster, they take three defensive ends, but they also take outside linebackers. And most of these outside linebackers, all of them that I referenced, at least from the NFC side, are all pass rushers, are all edge guys. So can Trey Flowers break through and surpass guys like Cameron Jordan, Nick Bosa, Danielle Hunter, Chandler Jones, Khalil Mack, Shaquille Barrett, and Za'Darius Smith, who all made the Pro Bowl last season? That's going to be very difficult to do. But listen to me. When you are playing the position that Trey Flowers is playing, and you're being paid $18 million a year, you got to do better. 7 sacks ain't going to cut it. So for some of you saying, wait a minute, why wouldn't Trey Flowers be higher on that list? Who else could be higher? I'm taking into account all of these good players that are better than him. Might not be paid as much as him, but are better than him when it comes to coming off the edge. Right? So I expect in 2020 a better season out of Trey Flowers, but I think the Lions are going to have more around him. And I'll explain that coming up next here on Locked On Lions. All right, so why will Trey Flowers maybe have a better opportunity to get to the Pro Bowl and to put up the kind of numbers that we expected him to put up last season, this season? 1 year ago, next to Trey Flowers or opposite of Trey Flowers, there wasn't much. Okay, let's be completely honest. The Lions have actually revamped their entire defensive line. Gone Snacks Harrison. Gone A'shaun Robinson. Gone Devon Kennard. All right, those are all guys coming off the edge or lining up at the line of scrimmage at the start of last season. They've added Nick Williams. They've added Danny Shelton. They added John Penasini and Jayshon Cornell in the draft. Austin Bryant is healthy. They've added Julian Okwara. They will add Deshaun Hand, who barely played last year due to injury. And they've added Jamie Collins. Is it just reshuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic, or are these legitimate additions? I think they've upgraded. I think their defensive line is going to be better. I think they're going to get a better push up front at the quarterback than they got a year ago. And I also think that Romeo Okwara can't be any worse opposite of Trey Flowers from last year, whether Trey was lined up on the left side or the right side. We all know in the Green Bay game he was on the left side because, you know, we don't need to go there. So I look at Trey Flowers as having an opportunity to make the Pro Bowl. I'm not betting on it. I think the Lions have better players on their roster with a better chance. But I'm putting him number five on my list because I think there's an outside shot based on second year in the system, some pressure on him to perform after last year's disappointing seven-sack season, and a better supporting cast around him. If Jamie Collins can be on the opposite side and getting to the pass rusher and doing a good job of it, all of a sudden now that line shifts a little bit, and they start not to think about Trey Flowers, and they start to think about Jamie Collins. Or maybe Julian Okwara becomes this stud on the other side. Deshaun Hand will help. The Lions need a healthy Deshaun Hand. Big time. So number five on my list of Lions who could be first-time Pro Bowlers in 2020. Trey Flowers of your defense, your defensive end, and the highest-paid player on the Lions defense. Got to step up. Got to do it. We return with player number four tomorrow right here on Locked On Lions. Hope everybody is safe. Stay healthy. Wear a mask, please, when you are out. And let's beat this thing. I'll talk to you guys again tomorrow.